Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, we've got episode 66.6, hashtag Brady Ross, coming at you. We're going to talk about the Fighting Illini, which is just a fantastic topic. More importantly, Senior Day, what it means to us. And the potential of Saturday. Let's have a day. You know what it is. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 66 of the podcast, and we're already off to a little bit of a rough start. We're at it late. Kevin just got off work. He couldn't figure out his laptop. We're already having situations, but you know what? I think at this point that you're hearing my voice, we've got everything figured out, but I'm going to need a little bit of help bringing the energy tonight because to be honest, man, I just can't find it within myself to give a shit when we play Illinois. I had the same issue when I was a player because I just fucking hated these guys. Their environment sucks. Their team sucks. They're just always known for sucking. It's hard to get up against it for a team, in my opinion, that you just plan on sucking. That's all I got, man. Let's get into this thing because I can only say suck so many times.
The energy is not going to come from me. I woke up at 5:30 and just got off an 8-hour shift at 8, came home, ate dinner, and now I'm here. And to be honest, this is maybe by far out of 66 episodes, the least excited or motivated I've been to do a podcast. And congrats, listeners. It would make it way easier if we got paid to do this, but when you do it for fun and they just run into a day like this, ooh, sheesh.
Yeah, it also makes it easier when we're playing an opponent that is fun to get up for, like a trophy game in Kinnick against an undefeated team rather than fucking Illinois.
Yeah, I imagine Kevin had quite a day too, and I know he usually has quick turnarounds. I'm waking up at 4:30 tomorrow morning. Kevin probably before that. So, is that correct? Kevin?
Four bells tomorrow. Yep.
Why? Yeah, this is the point where I would say something, and you would say something. It'd be the same something if we lived together.
I'm trying to remember what we would have said to each other. I'm sure there's an inside joke there somewhere, but honestly, it's been a hell of a fucking day and I'm drawing a blank.
KMS.
Yeah, yeah, on that one. So Illinois, you're right, Drake. It's tough here. I don't even know what we're talking about. I mean, what are we talking about? Kevin's name is Black Santa, so there's that. Lovie Smith with his beard looks like Black Santa. Looks exactly like the emoji on your phone. Pull up the emoji right now as you listen to this, and you'll find out that Lovie Smith has his own emoji in your phone, as long as you're an iPhone user, which if you aren't, I don't know what you're doing. But we play Illinois, Fighting Illini. We'll see how much fight they have this weekend. They're better this year than they have been in the past. I guess we'll start there. Gosh, I don't know shit about them because I just there's just nothing in me that, you know, intrigues me to follow them or look at any of the stuff that they have. Here's what I know, and I tweeted it earlier this week. Bacon is good fuel. The Hawks had a big win, gained a little bit of momentum, and I don't see any reason why the Hawks don't win this game by at least 10 points. Change my mind. That's how I feel. How about you two?
I mean, you just want to end the podcast right there so I can go to sleep or what?
We could end it right here, 5-minute podcast. I don't know. Is there anything you guys have to say? Drake kind of said his piece on how Illinois is just it's a hard team to get up for.
For me, from an analytical side of things, it's us at home against Illinois, and that's all that I have to say about that.
Right.
Drake, I don't know what you're doing on the Wash Up Walk-Ons, man. You could go be making some big bucks with some analysis like that on some like Fox or NBC or ESPN, man. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. I know, man. But to be honest, that's all that the Illinois Fighting Illinois deserve for an analysis out of me until they put together a season that's, you know, even mediocre. I don't really need to analyze their program because what's the point of analyzing a shit right before you flush it?
I mean, they got a winning record, man.
I'm going to say this. They also still have a shot, a fucking far out distant shot at being the West champions.
No, there's no way because they got beat by Minnesota. Yep.
So here's how it would work. I saw it today. So this weekend is the problem for them. They have to have three things happen that are not likely to happen. They need to beat us. They need
Minnesota to lose to Northwestern, obviously.
Yep, Northwestern to beat Minnesota. And somebody to whoever Wisconsin plays to beat Wisconsin. Yeah. Yep, so those two have to lose, and they'd have to beat us. And then next week, they need Wisconsin to beat Minnesota, and they have to win. And they would be in.
No, already out.
No, we would. It wouldn't matter for us. They would then be in a three-way tie in the West for six and three. Between those three, it would then go to head-to-head. They all beat each other in a circle. In that scenario, so then it would drop to the next criteria, which would be shit.
Isn't it like records of the teams they played or something like that?
It was some fact. It was some determining criteria that knocked Minnesota out of it. I forget what it was. So then it would come down to between them and Wisconsin,
and then the head-to-head kicks
and then the head-to-head kicks in, and they would be the West champion. But I don't think any of those three scenarios happen this weekend.
Why are we even indulging in fantasy right now?
Well, just because they still have a – it was my far-out reach for relevance to, you know, put some respect on their name, which I'm done doing because I don't want to do it anymore.
Hey, man, how about this? They fucking beat Wisconsin, and they fucking came back from a 25-point deficit and beat Michigan State. And they were getting killed by Michigan, and they came back and ended up losing that game, but this is a real team now. This isn't the Illinois of last year or of 2 years ago, or, you know, they're a fucking Big Ten team that has 6 wins under their belt with two games left to go in the season. This isn't going to be a cakewalk. This isn't going to be last year. We win 63.
No. Iowa comes out and messes around with some of the offensive production that they have, you know, against in some of the bigger games we've played this year, and we could be in trouble for sure. We say it all the time. Every team is playing with 11, 18 to 22 year olds out there, regardless of how big differences look sometimes when, you know, Penn State beats Maryland by 70 or stuff like that. It's a lot closer than you think day in and day out. Every, you know, Saturday comes around and it's, you know, you're pretty evenly matched at a base human level.
There's no way that the two programs are equal. They're not even close to our program. And
I'm not saying they are.
It's Illinois, bro. Like,
they could. I'm just saying, potential's out there.
They've got good athletes. They've got some talent on their team, and they're starting to play better. I mean, our senior year when we played them, they had like 60% of their roster starting was like true freshmen. And they've grown up a little bit.
Yeah, it was bad.
They're kind of a hot spot for transfers to land to, like SEC rejects. I mean,
true.
You can't just say it's Illinois anymore, Drake. It's just not. Oh, it's.
I've got to watch with my own eyes as they beat a Hawkeye team in Kinnick, or even really close against a Hawkeye team.
They beat a team that beat the shit out of us for 3 quarters. I don't know what more you really want from them. That's just all I got, man. This isn't the teams that we played.
I will say it's in Kinnick. This kind of takes me to the next point, which is something we might enjoy talking a little bit more about. It's senior day. We kind of went over senior day last year in the podcast, talked about the emotions and went over kind of how it was for us, but that adds to it. It's senior day. You know, clearly it didn't work for us, but it should kind of add a little extra emotion. You know, you got 15, 20 guys who are playing their last game in Kinnick Stadium. Just saying those words hurts because that's a sad thing. It's your home for 4 to 5 years, especially for the guys who have run the whole race. Coach Ferentz talks about all the time. Late in the year, if you listen to his press conferences, he will say the words, the guys who ran the whole race. And that's not an easy thing to do at Iowa. We've mentioned before that we came in with 37 plus guys in our class, walk-ons and scholarship combined. And we walked out with 14, I think.
Something crazy.
That was one of the things that was the most amazing to me, was that the level of washout when the coaches told us it was going to happen, and we all looked at each other and we're like, nah, I don't think it is. And then I'll be damned, by the time we got to senior year, a third of the guys were there and we were looking around like, how did this happen? You know?
Yeah. So, you know, a couple of guys here, a couple of guys there, and, you know, some people get asked to leave. Some people leave for personal reasons. Some people leave for football reasons, man. It's crazy, you know? And honestly, it's not easy going 5 years as a D1 athlete. Nonetheless, going 5 years as an Iowa football player, because the coaches and the program.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of you. That was the key. That was the key. What you said right there was the Iowa football part, because there's a lot of guys who can leave Iowa football and play elsewhere. But like when the coaches said there were a lot of guys that were going to wash out, it's because they knew exactly how high of a standard they were going to hold everybody to. And just, you know, not very many people are able to meet that standard, as we see. So I really do commend guys who can make it all the way to their senior day. And like, that's why it's such a special moment. And that's why Kinnick on senior day should just be such a huge edge.
I think so. Like I said, didn't help us out. We dropped one to Purdue, but that whole thing about, I think it's one of, I really wish that Coach Ferentz like sat down after his career. I mean, he won't do it. He could potentially, I guess. It's just not him to do it. Or somebody, former players who were good at writing, sat down and wrote a book called The Iowa Way and then published it. So people had a true understanding. I mean, the book would be like 2,000 pages long, and every page would just be detailed on like every single part of the program and how you succeed in the kind of style of program that Iowa has built over the last 20 years. And I
want to release the transcripts of this podcast.
Well, I mean, it would be a lot more boring than this. There'd be a lot of boring detail in there, but yeah, kind of the main head points that we talk about on here, Drake, when you say that the coaches sat there and told us, I remember it. It was when they brought us in for the one punishment conditioning that we got our freshman year. We pushed prowlers in the morning.
Because half the dudes that got in trouble were in the class above us.
Yeah, we got totally screwed. That's another story. But we came in and we pushed prowlers. I'm pretty sure it was like teams of six, and you just kind of Indian style running, just push the prowler up and down the field. And at the end of that, they kind of gave us like their Doyle talked, and so did Coach Ferentz, and they talked about how, you know, this program isn't for everybody. Right? If you're not gonna pay attention, you're not gonna do your job, you're not gonna show up, be on time, eat your food when you're supposed to, all this stuff, you're not gonna work here. And then he said that stat, half of you will not be here when you guys graduate. When it's senior day in Kinnick, half of this class will not be here. And they were probably thinking they would be about right. And for our class, it was 65%, 70% of us weren't there. And I just remember at the time as a freshman who didn't know shit, looking around and saying, I could not find one guy that I could pick out a reason why he wouldn't be there in 5 years.
I mean, and you could probably pick out a couple, but not
at the time, though. Like,
not 60% plus. Yeah.
Right. And man, it's so hard for me. I was very fortunate in my personal spot. I came in knowing that Casey Kreider had 4 months in the program left, and then it was basically my spot. So I had a starting position handed to me right away. And when you have that, it's very, there's no reason for you to leave the program. Like, you get to start on the team for the next 4 years. So I was lucky. In my mind, quitting or not being on the team or transferring, it was never an option. I was just, I get the starting job. I'm a Hawkeye long snapper for the next 4 years. That's just my next 5 years. That was the plan the whole time. But I can't imagine, you know, you two are great examples of it. That's a whole different mindset to grind shit out for 2-3 years before you're, you know, playing a significant role on the team. And it takes a very mentally tough person to go through that.
Listen, dude, the only thing I could think of was that everybody from my hometown expected me to fail. Like, whether they were going to say it or not, I knew that nobody expected me to just come from Muscatine and actually play for the Hawks. I actually had a bet with a kid that used to be one of my high school teammates, somebody who you'd expect to actually believe in me, that was just like, dude, I'll bet you $40 that you'll never start a game at Iowa. I'm like, damn, that's kind of a kick in the nuts. So like, I was never, ever going to.
Hey guys. Yep. It's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify. One of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app, search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify, or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
Quit because I knew everybody was expecting me to. So that is my reason.
Man, I just like playing football, man. That was, I mean, I know
there were so many days. There were so many days that I didn't like football enough to even be there, but there was too many motivations that just kept
me. I mean, I feel you, man. Those dog days of camp, man, it's hard, especially when you're buried on the depth chart. But I can't ever say I was motivated by, you know, the doubters. That I know some people find motivation that I can't really say it's the same for myself, man. I just loved being an Iowa football player, man. That was I loved everything about it.
It became a love, but for the first couple of years where I didn't actually feel like I belonged and I was just out there slaving away, trying to even be an afterthought, you know, that there was no love in that. That was just grinding it out because, you know, you couldn't quit. The love came later once we actually, like, you know, became something, at least for me.
Well, sure, man. There's some growing pains where you feel like, especially as a walk-on, it's like, man, do I even belong here? Do I even belong on this field? You're getting your ass whooped by some fifth-year seniors that are about to go play in the NFL in a few months. It's like, holy shit, man, I got a long ways to go. And I feel you there. 100%, you're an 18-year-old kid playing against some 23-year-old grown-ass men. I can see what you're saying there. You know, some doubt creeps in the back of your mind, but –
shit, the doubt was on my forehead.
Kevin, I have to imagine for you that, I mean, because you say you like playing football, and originally, before you were kind of indoctrinated into the Iowa Way, that whole 2,000-page book I was just talking about, just the fact that you liked playing football, you could have gone and played football is what I'm saying. Like, you could have very easily said screw it and tried to go back to the Air Force or tried to find somewhere to transfer D2 where you could start at linebacker for 4 years and crush or something like that. I have to imagine for you, I just knowing you and the fact that you're a bit, you know, there might be a screw loose or two. Call you psych ward.
There's a few connections that are probably unhinged, but yeah.
Yeah, the synapses in your brain are... it's tough.
The myelin sheath are a little worn or
deteriorated. Yep. Yeah. I think that in your case, it was just a perfect fit. The everything that Iowa was about and just who you were as an impressionable, you know, college athlete at 18, 19 years old for you, that's just kind of, it was just a perfect match. And
No, man, I 100% agree with you. And, you know, the mentors that that I had throughout the program, and Coach Doyle, Coach Ferentz, Coach Parker, and Coach Wallace, man, and Coach Woods as well, as you know, it, you know, just everything that they preach just made sense to me, you know. And, you know, being a walk-on, you know, you know, you have to outwork, you know, you have to be more disciplined and your film study and your preparation and your lifestyle too, man. And I just, you know, there's no really other way I can say it. And then that,
I feel you.
It was a perfect fit. And I really never really thought about even considering leaving. I mean, it was,
Kev, you brought up a good point there. And I don't miss being coached. Because being coached sometimes sucked, and it was like, it could be embarrassing, and it could be, you know, it just, when you screw up, it's sometimes a tough pill to swallow. But I definitely do miss being mentored, and I find myself like longing to be taught by smarter people. And like, that was super easy. Every day we walked into the building, we were just surrounded by people so much smarter than us. And then you go in the real world and you find out that there are a lot of idiots out there and a lot of people you don't actually want to listen to. And I just find myself searching for people that who I find like intelligent, that can just teach me something.
No, man. Yeah, you make a great point. You walk out of Iowa football and not everyone's, you know, you know, built team oriented. Let's hit the ground running in the morning. Let's fucking go, man. It's a lot different out there in the world, you know, and honestly, that's a good thing for us, because that's a way we can differentiate ourselves. It's a way that you can, you know, make that an advantage in your life and have a pretty successful life. Does it suck working with those people that are, you know, not built or wired the same way? it can be frustrating, absolutely. But, you know, at the end of the day, 95.5, they're going to be the 95% that, you know, don't reach that level of success that you, that the 5% of people do. So.
That's what, I mean, aside from the fact that it was just an easy situation for me, I simply just trusted everything that all the coaches said. It was easy to, with the examples ahead of us too, the seniors, when we came in, great senior class, good leaders. And I just, every time that Coach Ferentz said something or they mentioned a stat of, if you make it through all the way through this program, regardless of if you go on to the next level of football, you're just going to be a successful person. Like, that's just the way it ends up. And it's not even that cause and effect. It's more, if you are the type of person who can make it through this program, you're the type of person in the first place who's going to be successful in life. I was just determined to be that person. I knew that being in the program was going to make us better people, better men. And I mean, this all rounds its way back to the fact that how many guys are talking about this, about their former coaches, their former staff, like we do.
This just isn't the Illinois culture.
Right. Like how many LSU dudes are out there on a podcast talking about how the culture has turned them into great men? Like, I'm sure there's a few out there. There's a few other good schools that have great cultures, stuff like that. I just don't know if there's a, everyone says it, but I really don't know if there's a place like Iowa. And fuck, Iowa could go 0-12. And at this point, I'd be like, I don't even care. I know that better guys are coming out of Iowa in the end. And at KF at the helm is all I need to run a good, clean program.
I'll tell you what, man, there's no one who does it better in the country of taking young men and turning them into, or I should say young boys and turning them into men.
Yeah, that's, I agree.
I mean, I know I showed up as an 18-year-old and didn't know shit. And it's to put it in KF's words, I don't know shit about shit, okay?
All right.
You know, you walk on campus, all right? And you think you know, but you don't fucking know, okay?
We're going to run know, it back, you, right?
Yeah, and you walk out at 23 years old. It's like, damn, I'd do anything to stay around for a little bit, but I know it's, I know they've pretty much taught me everything they can about being a man, and it's time to go make my own life.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
It's,
I showed up a clown. I was just, I can't even imagine. I would beat the shit out of my 18-year-old self.
And let's be honest, you still are a clown.
But I'm a way more mature clown.
And let's be honest, we're all still clowns.
Okay, yeah. So they didn't beat the clowns out of us.
But, so guess what? Everything we just said, don't fucking trust us, because it didn't work.
Oh man, no, senior day, dude. That's
it's a special day.
It's a fucking trip, man. It's you walk down the tunnel and you see the rest of the team swarm out there without you. And it's like, damn. It's,
yeah, that's when it gets real.
It's really their turn now, man. It's yeah. You know, and you see some of the alumni lined up in the tunnel, and I'll never forget Jordan Lomax coming up to me. He's like, man, get ready, man, because this one's going to hurt. And I was like, fuck, man, I believe you. And it does hurt, man, getting called out there. And I think, you know, I'll never forget walking off the field at the end of that game. It's like, damn, well, I was really pissed off, and because we lost that game. It's like, but you try to soak it in. It's like, this is really the last time I'm playing in Kinnick, you know, in front of 70,000 Iowa fans. And it's the last time I'm taking off this black and gold jersey. And it's like, shit, where the fuck did time go, dude?
Yeah, where did time go?
I feel like I literally just got here, man. I feel like I got another 5 years left in the tank. It's like, Jesus. It's special, man. There's nothing else I can really say about it. It's special. And I hope the boys, you know, they really take it all in. That's all I can really say, because they deserve it. That's a great senior class, man. They've Dude, man, they were just babies They were just babies when they came in.
My guy B. Ross is about to get called on senior day.
Yep.
Butters.
That doesn't even seem right, bro.
Fucking Butters, man. I remember he got the nickname Butters like a week and a half into camp, and he didn't shed it until he shaved his head like a year later. Yep.
And then he turned into Stone Cold's older brother.
Yeah, we couldn't really. I still call him Butters every now and then, just because that's the fucking greatest nickname ever.
And you know what's great for us, you know, now that we can at least take a little bit advantage of this, is we're about to have 15 to 20 guys walk out of the program that we can now bring on the show. I think we've been hyping B. Ross up for a while. He might. The verdict's still out. There might be a fourth host of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
We can only hope, man. We can only hope that he will bless us with his presence every week.
In Brady Ross. We're definitely going to have him on for multiple guest episodes at minimum. But, man, I'm excited. Bring Christian Welch on. Bring Ojemudia on. Bring all the guys on. Like, we get to talk to them for the first – like, last year we didn't really know what we were doing. We didn't do a – you know, we didn't – guests weren't really a thing. We got JD and George, but we still weren't really fully set up. We could have
Kluver, you were trying to take months off, bro. It wasn't until I came and put a firecracker in your ass that we even got on a mic.
That's another topic, but yeah, now we have the ability to just set these up. As most of these guys stay in Iowa City to train, they're gonna be right there and they could just plop on over to Kevin's place, or I guess it's technically Jake's place, and we can hit interviews on all these seniors and just talk about exactly what just happened, and they can give us insights into games they just played a few months previous, and it's going to be exciting for us. It's going to be a lot of content. We're going to try and do the best we can with it, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man. Especially those guys that didn't redshirt, man. I feel like they should be there for like another 3 years. Like, I can't believe like OJ's graduating. Welch, you said, I'm like, dude, I just remember like yelling at him like 2 years ago because he was a freshman who didn't know shit about shit. And like, it's like,
right,
he's the fucking senior captain now. He's in the middle of defense. Like, Jesus, this doesn't seem right.
We're going to get Stan the man, dude, on this
fucking
pod.
We're fucking old as shit now.
That's the one that trips me out, Kluver, is that my guy Nate Stanley's about to make his last start in Kinnick, because he'll always be like my young quarterback, you know. I'll always remember his first start and how like his mind was everywhere, and the way he solves the game now compared to the way he was wide-eyed and just, you know, adrenaline-filled. It's a totally different Nate, but I just can't believe he's already at his last start.
I can't wait to just get him on here, talk to him, get him out of his shell a little bit. Maybe crack a joke or two, see if he'll smile for once in his life. Dude takes things too seriously. So there you go. Started off this podcast real slow, fucking cold as ice, and there you go. We found 30 minutes of stuff to talk about.
And like we got to talk about Kevin's degeneracy.
Yep, we got to finish with the awards winners and then give a few last words and hope that the next time we come on here we're 8-3.
And hope that I don't ever have to eat my words about Illinois sucking wiener.
Yeah, we might have to, because that's just that would be God spiting us.
Okay.
But Kevin.
Can I go now? We good to go?
Yeah, your turn.
All right, man. Awards winners, I just got three for you because they're all locks. Lock them down.
Lock them down. Hammer it.
I got, the Golden Gophers. We got the best of them last week, as we should have. They still got to play for a Big Ten championship, and they get to play arguably the worst team in the West in Northwestern. They only have to cover two touchdowns, so they're 13.5-point favorites. I think they're going to stomp Northwestern. So give me Minnesota minus 13.5 at 230. I got Baylor minus 5.5 at home versus Texas. Baylor gave up a huge lead. I don't know if you guys saw that last week. They're up like 28-3 versus Oklahoma.
I watched.
So that, I mean, yeah. Baylor's got the tools. They've got probably one of the best defenses in the Big 12. Texas has just looked average. They're just an average team. I don't know. Yeah, so I like Baylor minus 5.5 there. I think that's a good spot. And then the Utah Utes are hot right now. They are minus 22 versus Arizona. Yeah, ever since they lost to SC, man, they've been rolling some people. They just stomped Cal last week. Was it Cal or who did it? I think it was Cal. Yeah, they just stomped him last week. So, yeah, give me Utah minus 22 to finish off the night, and that's my three-team parlay.
I don't know anything about the third pick, Kev, but the first two picks sound like absolute fucking lock them down, write them in Sharpie, hammer them, because those are locks.
Yeah. Lock it in. Those are Kevin Ward's winners of the week. Ward's winners, everybody. Thank you for joining us for these 35 minutes. We appreciate it, as we always do. Sorry if we were a little low energy the entire time. I think the content ended up being pretty damn good in the middle there, but that's what you get. I'm going to go to sleep. Kevin's going to go to sleep. Fucking weekend's almost here. And that's all we got. Everybody have a fantastic day. If you're going to the game, enjoy that last day in Kinnick for the season. Walk on time.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.